Like all of the state's farmers, almond growers are having to make some changes to deal with the drought. There is some technology available to help growers with figuring out different irrigation schedules. For example, they should use a pressure chamber to determine the stem water potential of the trees. Growers can then modify irrigation plans depending on the stress level of the tree and the amount of water they have available. UC Farm Advisor David Dahl says, when planning spring irrigation, use the pressure chamber to determine the tree's stress level, then wait for irrigation until the numbers show the correct amount of stress in the trees.
And that should be when they trigger that first irrigation, is when they hit that point. And the thing is, that will help the tree kind of come into a balance. It will, of course, drop some nuts, it will drop some leaves because it is stressed, but it will allow it to come into a balance and be able to manage that stress through the year.
He has another tip for growers.
The big thing to keep in mind with almonds is that they do respond to water. They're very responsive to water, but they're also a very drought-tolerant tree. And I'm sure many of us have seen going up and down 99 almonds that have been relatively dryland farmed as they spilled off buggies or whatnot. And yes, they have a large volume of soil to pull moisture from, but nonetheless, you know, they can survive on very little water.
However, Dahl says, despite the almond's ability to survive during drought, the effects of the water shortage will be felt for years to come.
Now, to keep in mind that when you have these severe deficits, you're not going to be developing vegetative growth, and you're not going to be developing buds. So that means that next year you can expect a pretty dramatic decrease in your crop. And we know from research that it takes 2 full years of full irrigation to bring these trees back up into production.
For more information on using pressure chambers and the reading numbers you should watch for, you can contact your UC advisor. You can find more information about the Almond Board online. We have a link to them on our website, agnetwest.com. I'm Sabrina Hill, and this is Agnet West.